Neuju.
Globalization, to a large extent, is actually removing responsibility from people within their own locality to take care of themselves.
We know that people do not know who rules or why and how he rules. And yet they know that there is a power that certainly rules.
When we traveled 1,000 miles in an hour and a half, we have traveled through whole areas of existence which we have not necessarily gained. We will pop into a Hindu village, but we won't know a damn thing about that Hindu village.
If you push that all the way, you see, what it means is that we will increasingly tend to inhabit all of these areas in depth simultaneously.
Južna hemisfera. Vsako drugo sredo poročamo o južni polobli. Točno o poldan.
Begunci v biseru Afrike. Pozdravljeni v južni hemisferi oddaji aktualno politične redakcije. Tokrat se posvečamo državi, ki se razteza čez obe hemisferi in ljudem, ki so prav tako iz obeh hemisfer vanjo pribežali. Uganda slovi kot zgledna država, kar se tiče sprejemanja vojnih beguncev. V Ugandi, kjer biva 1,4 milijona beguncev, kar je največja begunska populacija izven Bližnjega vzhoda, imajo prebežniki in lokalni prebivalci enake pravice do dostopa do trga dela in javnih storitev, poleg tega pa so prvi upravičeni tudi do zemljišča za nastanitev in kosa zemlje za kmetijsko obdelavo. V regionalnem kontekstu je tovrsten sistem nedvomno progresiven. Sosednja Kenija, na primer, begunce iz Somalije zapira v begunska taborišča in jim onemogoča dostop do javnih storitev in zaposlitve. A kot opozarjata naši sogovornici, Uganda kljub temu ni raj za begunce, kot jo včasih predstavljajo mediji, saj kvaliteta javnih storitev ter zaposlitvenih možnosti v tej državi ni na nivoju, v katerem bi morali stremeti. Pogovarjamo se s Tigrano Zakarjan, raziskovalko pri organizaciji International Refugee Rights Initiative, in Julie Shields iz Univerze Gent, ki deluje na severu Ugande. Tigrana Zakarjan uvodoma predstavi pravice, ki jih beguncem v Ugandi podeljuje zakon o beguncih iz leta 2006.
Most specifically, under the Act of 2006, refugees are legally allowed to pursue employment opportunities among the national job market. They enjoy relative freedom of movement. As you may know, we have a settlement-based model as well as urban refugees. While most of the refugees live in refugee settlements, they are also able to move into the urban areas. And they have access to basic social services such as healthcare and primary school education.
Pravica do prostega gibanja, zaposlitve in dostopa do javnih storitev je v mnogih sosednjih državah omejena, medtem ko je v Evropi pogojena s pridobljenim statusom begunca. Kot pojasni Julie Shields, v Ugandi ni dolgotrajnih postopkov za pridobitev tega statusa.
I can only say something about the situation for South Sudanese refugees because those are the ones I work with. And they are also the biggest group in Uganda. But all of them get refugee status on, it's called prima facie, so on the first site. So just because they come from South Sudan, they get refugee status. So there's no really thorough examination or it's not like a whole process like it is in Europe. So most, like almost everyone gets refugee status if they cross the border.
A Shields poudarja, da se ob izpostavljanju progresivnosti uganskega sistema mnogokrat pozablja, da javne storitve, do katerih imajo begunci dostop, niso na istem nivoju kot v Evropi.
They don't have a social security system in Uganda as they do in many European countries. So it just means something totally different. If you say people are allowed to work and are allowed to live where they want, okay, they can just do it if they have the resources. But in Europe, if you say something like that, if you allow people to work and to live where they want, they, you also have to include them in a social, in system of social security that also gives them money and like helps them to pay their rent and everything, which is not a system that, that exists in Uganda. So that's, I think, a big difference.
Za primer lahko vzamemo šolstvo. Begunci v Ugandi so sicer res upravičeni do enakovrednega dostopa do šolskega sistema kot lokalno prebivalstvo. Vendar pa se slika popolnoma spremeni, ko v obzir vzamemo, da je v Ugandi subvencionirano le osnovno šolstvo, medtem ko je srednja šola plačljiva. Nadaljuje Zakarjan.
61% of the refugees and asylum seekers overall in Uganda are children under the age of 18. While some do have access to primary school education, which is subsidized by the government, secondary education needs to be funded on a household level. So most young people under the age of 18 that are of age to receive a secondary education do not. The numbers are quite low.
Tudi pravico do prostega gibanja in zaposlitve je treba umestiti v kontekst. Uganska vlada je za potrebe namestitve vzpostavila več tako imenovanih begunskih naselij. In čeprav se imajo begunci pravico nastaniti kjerkoli, življenje izvan teh naselij, predvsem v mestih, zahteva temu primerno visoka sredstva. Ker večina beguncev takšnega življenja finančno ne zmore, jih velika večina živi v zanje namenjenih naseljih v odročnejših in manj razvitih delih države, kjer zaposlitvene možnosti niso ravno visoke.
Refugees, the greater majority, live in settlements that are in remote areas and are in lesser developed Ugandan communities. So while they are able to contribute to the local economy to an extent, it's important to realize that on a household level, refugees are struggling in a newfound cultural context. With that comes the challenge of adapting to a new language, new social customs, and while they're able to find to seek employment within the Ugandan job market, it's very challenging for them to do that because the opportunities are just simply not there or they're there on a very small scale.
Eden izmed progresivnejših delov ugandske begunske politike pa je upravičenost beguncev do zemlje. V teoriji je v Ugandi vsaka družina upravičena do zemljišča, na katerem si lahko zgradi hišo, poleg tega pa še do dodatnega četrt hektarja zemlje za kmetijsko obdelavo. Ta zemljišča družina lahko koristi za svoje potrebe, ne sme pa jih dajati v najem ali prodati. A kot pojasni Julie Shields, zemlja namenjena kultivaciji ni nujno kvalitetna. Poleg tega pa odrejena površina pogosto ne zadošča potrebam lastnikov.
Yeah, so they get a plot of land, which is quite small, 20 by 30 meters on average. And then they are supposed, that's for, to build their house, but then they are supposed to get a second piece of land for cultivation, which is about the same size. But it's really small to start with. And then also the quality is indeed not that good. It depends a bit in which settlement you are. Some settlements have good land, others don't really have good land. It's not something that's taken into account, really. And then now, because of the big influx, it's becoming more and more difficult to give everyone land for cultivation. If you really want to do good farming, actually you should use the land and then the next year you should let it rest and then the next year you can use it again. But because there's so little land available, it's exploited too much and the quality reduces after some time. So that's a big problem for many people.
Obe sogovornici izpostavljata tudi, da je dostop do zemlje za kultivacijo odvisen od območja. Na zahodu Ugande, kjer večinoma prebivajo begunci iz Demokratične republike Kongo, Burundija in Ruande, ima ugandska vlada v lasti večja območja zemlje, ki jo namenja beguncem. Na severu, kjer so nastanjeni večinoma južnosudanci, pa je državno lastništvo precej omejeno, zaradi česar mora vlada zemljo najemati pri lokalnih prebivalcih. Posledično je dostop do zemlje tam precej bolj omejen tudi za begunce. Po podatkih Agencije Združenih narodov za begunce ima do obdelovalne zemlje dostop dobra polovica beguncev, preostali pa večinoma kmetujejo na zemlji, ki je sicer namenjena bivanju. Zakarjan.
The issue of land in Uganda in terms of refugees having access to land for agricultural cultivation is oftentimes generalized because there's two geographic areas where there are refugee settlements in Uganda. One is Western Uganda, where it's under the ownership of the central government and managed by the local governing districts. And in Northern Uganda, where it's under customary land ownership. So the refugee communities in Northern Uganda, where the majority of refugee settlements are, in West Nile and east of the Nile, refugees do not have access to land for agricultural purposes. When they arrive to Uganda and are facilitated into a refugee settlement, they are given household land to build an actual plot for their home for settlement reasons. But it's not for agricultural reasons. If they have something that remains around their homestead for agricultural use, they're able to use that. In March of 2017, it was formally announced by the UNHCR that 55.1% of all settlement-based refugees have access to land for arable food production.
Nadaljujmo po glasbenem premoru. Crazy native, aka Saba Saba. Bampitani munyango seke sakabambula lemera bukubambule kusuze koli na kalonde bagambe saba saba yingete woka nuna maso kafuke moji tunakadiliza elio zime mubanga bacheri bage beyond the lookout ante mabisa nyewe manji katumitukole vya kwege ndereza yego chasiri jami chinga kwa wena vigere yego wadechi kata ina chobera ati wakuta wana pulani akonga itabuji kumajani umuza kawanyi yote gerotia umanyichi wambuchi jembera jensiba jekera sete ya lero ya kunonya na manyi Babuka balero chupa kutoba paka last Wasi wakolo chechiri yo chechicha Eri ba polisi manenga nyigiri ya mbuko diyo hey. Wasi wakolo chechiri eri ba polisi Buduke buduke Wasi wakolo chechiri eri ba polisi Buduke buduke Wasi wakolo chechiri eri ba polisi Buduke Wasi wakolo chechiri eri ba polisi Buduke buduke Mama rest, I could Rolex and porridge. I'm arrested cause I have a fake ID. Actually, it's a CID. Karuna kula chirelo. We tore musao. We mpaku za chai. Butaka kanguli na mugwe banaye kumbele ya sibe. Kumbusa jabu disawi. Chirona misana. Tutuafuna na kasira banaye watujura na kumazi. Budisa yu banaye budinganga chitambala cha musinga singa kumudwe. Oh, ewe mbeda. Tunakula chife. Tulibi wabu banaye. Tunachakola banaye. Tutambula ga chikari. Batu nyenya. Batu tambuza. Batu ambusa bisenge Banai ngambe chinde kechindi kube ya mange Aleo mchisenye muli mutia Wansi wakulu chechiri yo chechicha Bavubuka all stars Bacha pili pole kede Wansi wakulu chechiri yeri ba polisi Buduke buduke Wansi wakulu chechiri yeri ba polisi Buduke buduke Wansi wakulu chechiri yeri ba polisi Wansi wakulu Wansi wakulu Wansi wakulu Wansi wakulu Once you walk alone, Diku MIC, you food a chitakasa, Katuba down later, Saba Westgate, Savanda Yole Kate, Mulishi Mochichamo, Ochari Gokuchejo, the two Kurimo Maso, and Senator Tuera, Tujimu Madara, Akoya Yajibira, Kamakata Yajikora, Momosano Tatora, Mazimare Jera, Chikachikamwe, Chikanganava today, Chitanava Tuesday, Antebera Yeo. Sapi sapi, katino zinsa mataka wachigana jana kaka kuzi samani. Solo kuna chenga gala, zeni vija gulukongoma. Chika chika mwe, aluleta, alulete. Tukai ruoma, eh eh. Tukola mwe tuki, tuva mu Uganda. Atoma hita tu pawa, wabate chigwe, walinda chigwe. When it came kwa wagulu, wansi wakulu chechiri yeri ba polisi. Buduke buduke, wansi wakulu chechiri yeri ba polisi. Buduke buduke, wansi wakulu chechiri yeri ba polisi. Once you walk alone, once you walk alone, once you walk alone, once you walk alone. Poslušali smo komad Once You Wagulu uganskega reperja Sabe Sabe, a.k.a. Crazy Nativa. Nadaljujemo z oddajo Južna hemisfera, v kateri se posvečamo pravnemu okviru sprejema beguncev v Ugandi in praktični izvedbi te politike. Ugotovili smo, da je ugandski sistem sprejema beguncev na papirju precej progresiven. V regionalnem kontekstu je tudi njegova praktična izvedba ena boljših, a vseeno šepa zaradi nizkega standarda javnih storitev in slabih zaposlitvenih možnosti za begunce. V zadnjih dveh letih je oskrba beguncev dodatno otežena tudi zaradi velikega števila migrantov iz Južnega Sudana. Med letom 2015 in oktobrom lani se je število beguncev v Ugandi slabih 700 tisoč podvojilo na skoraj 1 milijon 400 tisoč. Več kot milijon od teh jih je pribežalo iz Južnega Sudana, kjer je leta 2016 propadel mirovni sporazum in je ponovno izbruhnila vojna med frakcijama pod vodstvom predsednika Salve Kirja in njegovega nekdanjega podpredsednika Rieka Masharja. Posledično je uganska vlada zmanjšala velikosti zemljišč, ki jih begunske družine dobijo za nastanitev. Pod udarom pa so tudi ostali, najosnovnejši deli oskrbe. Več o tem Tigrana Zakarjan, raziskovalka pri organizaciji International Refugee Rights Initiative.
The number one issue, speaking quite openly, that refugees will note, the biggest factor is their food rations and not having access to the same amounts of food they were eating in their origin countries, keeping in mind, as I said, that communities from DRC and South Sudan, they in their origin countries, they came from agricultural backgrounds in terms of socioeconomic livelihoods. And now they're coming into Uganda and living off of food rations, which challenges directly their ability to practice self-reliance.
Večina beguncev v Ugandi je iz Južnega Sudana in je tudi nastanjena v obmejnih skupnostih. Med skupnostmi na obeh straneh meje pa obstajajo trgovske, zgodovinske, plemenske in družinske povezave, kar pripomore k manj konfliktnemu sprejemu tolikšnega števila ljudi, trdi Julie Shields z Univerze Gent.
I think it's not unimportant, and I think for the region where I work, there's a part of the community which is from the same tribe as the people who live in northern Uganda. They're called Madi. So they also feel related to each other. They speak the same language, which makes it a lot easier. But there's also the largest part of the South Sudanese refugees is not from this Madi tribe. And they are not really seen as the same people.
V Ugandi sicer bivajo begunci različnih nacionalnosti. Poleg južnosudancev so to predvsem prebivalci Demokratične republike Kongo, na vzhodu katere sporadični spopadi trajajo že skoraj 30 let. Potem so tu begunci iz Ruande, predvsem Hutuji, ki jih ruandska oblast na podlagi etnične pripadnosti obtožuje sodelovanja v genocidu leta 1994. Sledijo še prebežniki iz Burundija, kjer je politična situacija nestabilna, nekaj pa jih prihaja tudi iz nekoliko bolj oddaljene Somalije. Nadaljuje Zakarjan.
Uganda officially hosts about 10 different nationalities of refugees, the majority being from South Sudan, and the second largest majority being from the DRC, and then the Somali refugees come in, as well as Burundians, Rwandans, Ethiopians, Eritreans, as well as other nationalities. In terms of the Ugandan refugee response, in each community, it's highly unique. And the refugee hosting districts, they range from urban refugees in the capital of Kampala to those in western and southwestern Uganda, which neighbor Rwanda and the DRC, and host mainly the Lake Basin communities, as well as the local communities in the north, which are home to the South Sudanese communities. These regions have very unique relationships based on the cross-border ethnic ties and the transnational networks. Ugandans, those that are from the older generations, were formerly hosted in countries like the DRC and South Sudan as refugees themselves. So generally speaking, Ugandan communities are welcoming to refugees and are oftentimes the first responders whenever there is a mass influx. Before the central government, before the OPM, the national, the international humanitarian responders are facilitating the reception of refugees and asylum seekers, host communities are the ones that actually take refugees in and are that first point of contact.
Sprejemom v Ugandi imajo morda še največji problem Somalici, predvsem zaradi poostrenega policijskega nadzora. Uganda je namreč kot podaljšek Združenih držav Amerike od leta 2007 po številu vojakov vodilna v misiji Združenih narodov v Somaliji. Posledično je somalska skupina Al-Shabaab med svetovnim nogometnim prvenstvom leta 2010 v ugandski predstolnici Kampala izvedla vrsto samomorilskih bombnih napadov na gostinske lokale, kjer so predvajali nogometne tekme. Nogomet je mimogrede ugandski nacionalni šport. Od takrat je somalska skupnost v Ugandi pod poostrenim policijskim nadzorom, kljub temu pa somalijski begunci po poročilu organizacije International Refugee Rights Initiative Ugando v primerjavi s sosednjimi državami smatrajo za relativno gostoljubno. Kakšni pa so interesi Ugande, da vodi takšno v regionalnem kontekstu progresivno politiko do beguncev? V sosednji Keniji morajo begunci na primer živeti v taboriščih in nimajo možnosti zaposlitve. Nad somalskimi begunci, ki jih je tam tudi največ, pa kenijski represivni organi izvajajo precej močnejši pritisk. Tigrana Zakarjan izpostavlja, da Uganda približno tretjino tujih sredstev, namenjenih oskrbi beguncev, namenja razvoju lokalnih skupnosti.
Uganda uses refugees as a platform for their own national development. There is a 70 to 30% model, which determines that 70% of the external funding and the resources geared toward refugees, a minimum of 30% of this intervention should go towards Ugandan nationals. So it's intended to promote an equal approach to development and minimize conflict between refugees and host communities.
Tudi Julie Shields meni, da je interes Ugande predvsem v tem, da s progresivno begunsko politiko privablja sredstva tujih donatorjev.
Uganda has always been a, what they call a donor darling, so a country that's been seen by donors, Western donors, as a good country, as a country with a progressive policy that is cooperating and is liberal and everything. They are the country which is having a progressive policy. So there, a lot of funders are willing to give money to because it's perceived by European countries as the way it is supposed to be done. And for Uganda, it's good because they get a lot of resources for their own country as well.
Poleg neposrednih finančnih interesov so v igri tudi politični. Uganda namreč že od druge polovice 80-ih let prejšnjega stoletja pod vodstvom Yoweria Musevenija spretno izkorišča naklonjenost Združenih držav Amerike, ki v zameno za stabilnost in sodelovanje v ameriški zunanji politiki v regiji tolerirajo Musevenijevo dolgoletno vladavino in ugandske geopolitične igrice v soseščini. Interes pri promociji ugandskega sistema za sprejem beguncev pa imajo tudi evropske države. Zanje je Uganda primer dobre prakse v Afriki in podpira stališče, po katerem naj podsaharski begunci ostanejo na tej celini, namesto da hodijo v Evropo. Omenimo lahko še evropske aktiviste za pravice beguncev ali njim simpatetične medije, ki lahko k spremembam pozivajo z argumentom, če lahko Uganda, lahko tudi mi. Vsi ti interesi pripomorejo k temu, da se ugandski sistem, ki je v regionalnem kontekstu res precej napreden, prikazuje kot boljši od tega, kar v resnici pomeni za begunce same.
I think, yeah, it's important to try to understand why it is seen as so progressive and why it is perceived that way, and not think only in terms of is it good or is it bad or are we doing better or are they doing better than us, but just try to understand why the situation is the way it is. I think that's important to try to do.
Po skrajnem jugu severne hemisfere se je gibal cviter.
Globalization, to a large extent, is actually removing responsibility from people within their own locality to take care of themselves.
We know that people do not know who rules or why and how they rule. And yet they know that there is a power that certainly rules.
We travel 1,000 miles in an hour and a half. We have traveled through whole areas of existence which we have not necessarily gained. We will pop into a Hindu village, but we won't know a damn thing about that Hindu village.
If you push that all the way, you see, what it means is that we will increasingly tend to inhabit all of these areas in depth simultaneously.
Južna hemisfera. Vsako drugo sredo poročamo o južni polobli. Točno opoldan.